As we do every Wednesday, we tune in to Indiana University Soccer, and we head to the Tardy Complex, the offices of the men's program, and the head coach is our great friend Todd Yeagley. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Glass. How are you?
Well, for 45 minutes there yesterday, I was wondering if it would ever go in the net again. You guys started off against Northwestern like a house of fire, but as you were asked, I believe that when you met the media on Monday, hey, you know, you don't have Victor scoring all these goals, but you said, oh, don't worry, we're creating more chances. Boy, you created some chances last night, my friend, and a big 4-1 victory. You needed that one.
We did. I mean, the great thing is that we are creating an abundance of chances, which is a good sign, from different players. I mean, we have now 10 unique goal scorers, which is great at this phase of the year. That's fantastic. And I was very confident going to halftime. My main message is let's continue to get after the spaces that we're having success, but don't get so aggressive in the sense that we give something away. And certainly the goal was not that. But the response was fantastic. And before I had even a chance to talk to the staff on kind of what happened, the cannonball was going off because the reserves were there last night, which they were able to blow that cannon several times and makes a lot of noise. So, yeah, great response. And I think if you look back and reflect on the game, it's a script that you actually do want to see happen to your team at some point throughout a season where you see a response like that, and it gives them confidence that, you know, one, stay the course, continue to do what you're doing, and also maybe you're a little pissed off that, you know, they got one on you, and you got a little bit of an emotional reaction, which I like that as well.
They didn't even, as you mentioned, there wasn't time to hang your head. There wasn't time to get in 2 minutes and 13 seconds after halftime. They already had the message. You talk about the 10 different goal scorers, which is fantastic. Quentin Helmer finally gets on the board as well. But the way you moved the ball and spread the field and pulled Northwestern apart, the finishes were fine. But I thought that was the key to your game, the way that you just picked and prodded them. That looked about as good as it looks.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we were really we were more patient than we've had in some previous games on probing, but not being impatient. And that's a real fine balance, Class. I mean, and I think, you know, credit to our guys. We've been doing a lot of review on moments and video review and saying, hey, this has been a great opportunity. No matter what the tempo of the game is, that's when you go. Or, man, the picture wasn't right. Let's just be patient again. But I didn't ever feel it was possession for possession's sake. And I felt like we were always probing, asking questions. We say that all the time to our guys. Ask questions to their defense. See what the response is. And then be clinical from there. And I thought we did a lot of that in the night.
7 corners in the first half can kind of illustrate that if you didn't see all of the activity as well. The injury bug still got you a little bit, but hopefully you're moving in a better direction.
We are. The good news is Muni is should be ready for Sunday, whether we, you know, decide to use him. It's a nice piece to have in your arsenal. But we got to look long term too. I mean, these games obviously are all pivotal. This one being maybe the one we just played, maybe the most pivotal of the season to get those points in the conference. Perform well, secondary points first, second is performance and the confidence of the attackers. I think right now we're seeing some really good form from the handful of our attackers, not just one or two. And so, yes, Lawson took a little bit of a knock last night. He'll be, you know, day-to-day, up heading up to the game. A couple other little nicks that you expect this time of year. But overall, you know, it just shows that we have guys that are capable of stepping in. I thought Jansen Miller did a nice job coming in last night and solidifying the back line. And obviously we used Maloon there for a little bit in the back line. We moved BB around. He's, as we say, he is our Swiss Army knife. Wherever we need him, we'll pull out that particular tool. And I thought Nick Sesek was really good last night. He and Joey, I thought, you know, the whole back line played well, but I thought Nick in particular had a fantastic game.
Todd Yeagley, the head coach of the IU men's soccer program. Hoosiers moved to 1-1-1 on the Big Ten season, 4-2-2 overall, Northwestern struggling. They score first. That's fine. As you mentioned, your team grew through that and played through that. Now you go back on the road. I know you didn't have the most fun at Jesse Owens Stadium in Columbus the last time on the road. What's the message for Michigan coming up this weekend, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, the Ohio State game, I said it after. I'm throwing this one in the garbage. I've seen that game before at a similar venue, at a similar time of the year with similar conditions. So I'm not going to judge this team on that, and I did. I moved it quickly on. We looked at a few things from the game, not necessarily in context of, like, the result, but just moments. And I look at the body of work this group put on. I mean, this is one hell of a schedule we've had, and they're responding really well with what has been thrown in front of them. Now it's a really good Michigan side, similar to Northwestern, better than the record. I thought Northwestern was more dangerous than that record. And Michigan is always tough at their place, as everyone is at home. They have a good home field advantage. The field's a little smaller than ours, and yet it's a fun atmosphere to play in. A couple of our guys will be the first time they've played there. So it's going to be, the message will be similar to what it has been. We don't approach the road games any different than the home, in the sense of, like, we're not going to tactically play a bit more reserved. We're going to go at this team and make them uncomfortable, and we'll adjust as we need to as the game unfolds. But the goal of this game is to go in and instill our will in the game and get 3 points and make it a great bus ride home.
Todd Yeagley, head coach of IU men's soccer. Has the conference so far, let's see, we're 3 games in on the Indiana side, has it kind of gone according to Hoyle, in your opinion, watching from afar, or is it too early to tell what's going on, Indiana notwithstanding?
I feel like this year was going to be one of those, okay, every game, every week, it's not sort of a head-scratcher, but it's tight. I think the top to bottom, this is as tight as we've had it in the conference, and you're seeing those results. I'm surprised there's not been a few more ties thus far, but I do feel, as you know, certainly for us, you know, we're always likely to be looking at the top part of that table, and yet we're still in the hunt, class. I think any team right now who's going to win this thing is not going to be a one-loss team. I think there's going to be potentially a loss, a tie, maybe 2 losses, a tie. I just feel like that's going to be the winning number based on what I've seen and the level of the play. I mean, Northwestern, yeah, they haven't picked up a win yet, but they're going to nip someone. They got too many good attackers. You know, they obviously are leaking some goals, but I feel like that team at home in particular is going to get some results. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be really tight in the last game. I think we'll be where everything plays out, whether that's for the win, for the title, for some teams. Hopefully we're in that mix. And two, will be, you know, all C's will be on the line come that final Sunday.
Speaking of Sunday, this Sunday, October 2nd, 4 o'clock, the Big Ten Network, 2 TV games this week. That helps the fan base out. How much doesn't the overtime help you? 1-1 Michigan State Friday night. You probably would have liked 20 more minutes.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think the only time you could really reflect on that is if you have two long overtime games in the same week, both, let's say, stay the draw, and you play an extra 40, that third game, you know, maybe it's a road game, and you're like, whoa, the legs are a little more weary. But, you know, again, I was always very adamantly against this new rule change. I was in the minority of the coaches group. I'm going to stand firm, and hopefully the data will back up that we maybe made a mistake with this change. And I know coaches and on both sides, men and women, have already feel as though it was the wrong move, and yet I don't know how quickly we can get this reversed if, in fact, everyone kind of changes their tune on this no overtime particular rule. So we'll see. Yeah, obviously just puts more emphasis on taking care of business and regulation, and I do feel, you know, the way that Michigan State game was going, Glass, that, you know, we are more likely to find the way to get that win. But, shoot, they're capable of getting one, and we might have dropped the game. So, you know, no one knows, right? But I just feel like let the game be more decided. Let less of this at the end of the year be decided by a committee, of which many of them are not soccer people. And I think that's where.
Well,
the
that's a problem right there. Yeah,
one, yes,
yeah, that, that's not good.
It's the committee. It's the selection process. It's not that we have a tie and a record versus a win in the overall scheme. It's more on how we get to make decisions on NCAA selections, whether that's seeds, whether that's in the tournament, out of the tournament. It just puts more emphasis on the eyeballs and the acute ability to notice the soccer piece than a number. And we don't have enough soccer people sometimes in those decisions.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to remember, overtime doesn't go the full 20 minutes. You score on the first corner kick you have, and it's over with. So the extremes are the extremes, that's for sure. But having it at home, yeah, that is interesting. And now teams will look at it differently. But you know what? It, like you mentioned, what can you do about it? Nothing. You guys get ready to play.
Yep.
Hop on the road and take care of those Wolverines this weekend. And we'll see everybody back at Armstrong Stadium. Hey, look, another top 10 team coming to town.
Yeah. I mean, Kentucky and obviously Notre Dame on our non-conference slate. That's not it. We got a tough Evansville, and obviously Tryon will hopefully be a game we can rotate some guys. But, these games coming up are going to be massive. That's what I love. I mean, we have big tasks with Big Ten games. It's kind of a season within a season. And then you throw a Notre Dame, and a Kentucky coming up. Right now Kentucky is rolling. Notre Dame is obviously tough and going to be a lot of good opportunities for RPI bumps with those two opponents. So excited. But the next one up is, just you said, Sunday on the road. Let's get it done.
That's the big one. BTN, 4 o'clock. Thanks, Todd. We always appreciate your time. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Got it. Thanks, class. Appreciate it.